Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today on Live Talk, we're discussing about the opening of schools in Zimbabwe. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. The deadly fires in Los Angeles areas have persisted for a week amid a firefighter's effort to contain the inferno, which had killed at least 24 people by Sunday. Officials say more than 7,000 structures have gone up in flames in what has been called the Eaton Fire, including the home of a firefighter. VOA's Jenia Lulot met with him and his family.
Isaac Baeze and his family surveyed the ruins of their home, which burned to the ground during the Eaton Fire in the city of Altadena. Baeze, a Cal Fire firefighter with more than 20 years of experience, says this fire has been unprecedented.
I've never seen, you know, a force of nature like this. The winds and the dryness.
Baez's wife, Rosary, recalls how they received an evacuation notice Tuesday evening, but didn't think much of it. The fire was far away and small. Still, they packed just a few items, not expecting they would return to nothing. In the morning, Baez and his friend came back to try to save the house, but there was no water.
We were just like, oh my God, we can actually like save this, and we went for the hose and there was no water. And so before you knew it, just more things started catching on fire, and I drove away, you know, and I remember looking in my rearview mirror and I could see, you know, the backside of the house going up in flames, and just thinking like, man, maybe if I had water, I would have been able to put these, you know, little spot fires out and, you know, prevented my house from burning up.
Fire crews have encountered dry hydrants or low water pressure in efforts to extinguish the Eaton Fire, along with another large wildfire known as the Palisades Fire. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced an investigation into the issue. Currently, fires in Los Angeles, including the Palisades Fire, cover about 150 square kilometers, with more than 150,000 people under evacuation orders. Dry, fast-moving Santa Ana winds spreading the flames are picking up again on Monday, says Los Angeles Fire Chief Kristen Crowley.
A red flag warning is in effect and will remain until 6 p.m. Wednesday evening. Strong Santa Ana winds are also expected to last through Wednesday, with the strongest winds occurring on Tuesday.
Baez's family is staying with friends, waiting for the payout from insurance companies, and have set up a GoFundMe site to raise money for expenses. The Baez's say they're planning to rebuild.
We said we were all going to come back and rebuild and bring back, I mean, our neighbors. This is the community. I mean, our kids would play at the end of the cul-de-sac with the other kids. We'd invite each other to birthday parties, and we were very close.
The Los Angeles community overall is coming together in a time of disaster to help displaced families as well as to support firefighters. Emergency shelters and fire stations are overflowing with food and clothes, to the point that authorities have had to issue a notice. They now are only accepting monetary donations. Jenia Dulo, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Today we are discussing about the opening of schools in Zimbabwe on Tuesday. Those attending boarding schools started traveling to their respective schools today. Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Mr. Tonderai Moyo, says teachers can conduct extra lessons outside school premises. But he urged that parents must report schools that are forcing them to buy school uniforms from the schools only.
If they produce uniform at school, it should, the price must be competitive. The price itself should be lower than those people who are, you know, who are engaged in that business. Who's produced at a school? Why should the price be high? So our policy is that school authorities should not coerce or force students to purchase uniform at school. That disadvantages the parents and the students. So we have a policy, a liberal policy, where schools should not force them, but people, parents should be allowed to buy or procure a uniform from any retail shop. Where they find the price competitive, then they can buy from those shops. It's shocking. Just last week, I got the news that at one school in Mutasa district, a blazer was going for $80, a blazer, for a Form 1 student. Shocking. And, you know, a suit can go for $25. You see, Honorable Minister, when wearing it, you know, if I will tell you how much I bought this suit, less than $80. But here I am, I'm smart. So a blazer going for $80. So we are going to investigate that school. I will not give you the name of the school, but if you want to see me after, then I will tell you the name of the school. We are saying, yes, school business units are important so that they can raise funds for school feeding, they can raise funds for teaching learning materials, that's very good. But there is no law to force parents. So we are saying our law is that parents are free to buy anywhere, at any retail shop.
That there was the Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Mr. Tonde Raimoyo, in Harare. Primary and Secondary Education Deputy Minister, Ms. Angeline Gata, also spoke to Studio 7 reporter Costa Nkomo about the new curriculum, the heritage-based education, and how different it is from the continuous assessment learning activity, CALA, which was scrapped off.
It's an exercise that we're doing in the Minister of Primary and Secondary Education. At the point of collection and the point where you push for, you find pretty, I am here. The minister is also getting into schools to see how the children have been received. And my borders, Kajinji, Pavano Kirama Basi, Nikopana. Sakakwakunguri interaction with the families and the children. Paro Kirama Basi, Nikopana Kwam. No, no, no,
Minister, Mungatu Sanangu Rawe, Renese, Heritage Curriculum 5.0, Kutiaka Kushiraji.
Heritage-based curriculum, yaka kosha zvakanyanyisa, because it is fostering innovation kuchikora naredu, so that we create vana vane maskills, maskills atinozoshandisa muupenyu, so that they can create the environment and the country that they want, you know, through innovation.
At that there was Primary and Secondary Education Deputy Minister Angeline Gata speaking to Studio 7 reporter Costa Nkomo in Harare. We also spoke to Harare parent Mrs. Zhikomberero Chandigere, who complained about the new curriculum, the Heritage-Based Education 5.0, which is being introduced this year. That there was a Harare parent, Mrs. Zikomporero Chandigere, speaking to Studio 7's Costa Nkomo in Harare. Please stay tuned as we take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And we are joined for this discussion by Mrs. Eva Nice Monando, the director of the Female Student Trust Zimbabwe, and Mr. Robson Chere, the secretary general of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, ATUZ. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. How are you, my
I'm good. I'll start off with you, Mrs. Monando. Can you tell us what are you seeing on the ground in terms of the opening of schools?
Thank you very much. Today it was a very busy day. And they're going to boarding schools, they're returning to their schools. And yes, it was indeed something that was very touching. To see the parents really struggling, especially, you know, preparing for the kids, yes, that what we call the food that would eat when they go to the boarding school. So some parents that I've interacted with, I'm happy that the minister has also spoken about, you know, how what they are doing as a ministry. But what we have discovered is that there are schools like the private schools, there are schools like the mission schools, that are not really directly controlled by the teachers. And they are at least that in terms of, you know, facing the things that are beyond the far reach of the parents. For example, small issues like the levies that are always coming up with, like that they agreed with the AGM. You really find out that the parent would have paid the sources amount. But if you make that small amount, you lose something. You are not allowed to enter into the classroom. So it's aside of the ministry, because the ministry is saying no student will return back to their homes, even if they don't pay enough fees. But we just think that it's something that is spoken about. But the enforcement at the ground is not like the same. So the parents are saying, you know what, it's very difficult in this time where in general, you know, the economies are really difficult for our parents. And I'm also a parent mind here, and I'm also affected in the same situation that is happening on the ground. So the enforcement part of each state, what is the ministry doing at the school really to ensure that kids are not sent back to school, I mean from school, without paying school fees. So the situation is what, 50-50, there are parents managing really to send back their kids to school. But I think the situation is around the fees, the debts and fees that are keeping on, you know, being charged, which is far beyond the reach of the most parents.
Thank you so much. There, I'll come to you, Mr. Chere. What is your comment on the new heritage curriculum that has been introduced and supported by the Education Ministry? We had them speaking earlier on that everything is on course. What's your comment? Hello, Mr. Chere. I think we Yes. I was asking about the new heritage curriculum that has been introduced. We heard earlier on the education ministry saying that they've educated people and everything is good to go. But what is happening on the ground?
It's amalgamated the Royal Church Union of Zimbabwe through wide consultation with our members and also our parents as well as learners. When it comes to the new curriculum, we saw it's not fit for the educational ministry to come and impose a new curriculum to the nation at a time where they're not consulted, where they've not put in place preparation measures actually that will help to aid that curriculum to be viable. I want to be clear to the nation in terms of this new curriculum. The new curriculum, which is said to be the FDB-based curriculum, came as a directive or a command to the education sector, that the education stakeholders last year said it came, but it was not actually a product of stakeholder input, where the teacher could fit in, where the parents could fit in, into that curriculum. So at the end of the day, that curriculum will be very difficult to implement, considering that they haven't even done training to the teachers for them to be implementing that curriculum. So it boggles the mind that the curriculum is there, black and white on the paper, but the person who is going to be delivering that curriculum is not well informed, and the syllabi has been developed. The textbook or the source of material learning that are supposed to be actually facilitating the learning to the learners has not been put in place. So we are in a situation where education is being tempered around. This will remind the nation of the days of Bokora, when he came up with a new curriculum which has not even any budget material to follow it, when he introduced ICT, when schools were not even fully even electrified, and you know, this is a commercial subject. So we are saying any new curriculum that might come must come through stakeholder input. Whether it will be viable to implement it, and whether it is good for our nation going forward, when politicians masquerading as civilians or as public officials coming in to detect in matters of education where they've got limited knowledge of. And we are talking about a serious important sector of our nation, education, which will actually help to uplift and develop the society. But we are seeing, and we end up seeing, that this is an area to them where they think that they can chamber about it to such an extent that we can produce brainwashed people who brainwash their kids, who will not actually focus on the developmental issues of our nation. So it is really difficult for teachers to implement it, and as I told you, it's actually declared this week and Education Week, where we are going to interact with the teachers, with the learners, on important alternative ways of serving the education sector, which is on the verge of collapse.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Ndopotsukura kwamuri amai munando. Tirikunzwa vachiri varikutaura pamusoro pecurriculum itsva yeheritage curriculum. Imi semubereki uyezve muine sangano rinoshanda nevanasikana vanoenda kuzvikoro, muri kunyatsonzwisisa here nyaya yecurriculum itsva iyi, uyezve zvakamira sei muchitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu nezvamakamboona zvichiitika nguva yapfuura?
And
akwanisa kuwativa tii kubva from one kali kuyamu tichienda pamini. Saka isiri kuvanasa kuti zviri kuitika kai zviri kumhanyiswa mberi nyaya yekuti tikationa kuti mafeedback acho ecountry chii chatinonongedza kuti takashanda pavana vedu because tikubva mune chimwe tichienda pane chimwe pandependi best curriculum isiti chiitai sasesangana nefm yanda yakanaka chibva yanobata yapinda mutsala sala yakatemesa panga pasina ruzero wakanyarudzi kufamba pe even wazvidziri chaiwo taiona vachitombera nezvenyu yekala mapaitibasa sevabereki hazvimbo mutemberi tikapinda mudambudziko rekuti pinda makala kuti vamwe vedu taatinambosvika malevhe iwayo ekudzidza zvinombofamba pe saka pakaita ruzha nebongozozo munyika vakaona kuti aya zvekala zvakona kompetensi bhezi yangouya indi toro nemwana achanyora fomfoni fomsi ifamba seinaimazolas tiri kubva
kutiatamakadaro Batai makadaro tukuzoka kwa muri. Thank you so much there. We're coming back to you, our guest. But let me take a caller. Hello, caller Makadi.
Hello.
Hello, Makadi, and you caller?
Yes, right, good day.
Aywa, good day. Tukutawara nani murukupi caller?
Yeah, murukutawara na Wellington, chanayi wante kufata seyo.
Tawarai tinswe, murukuona seyo nyaye kufurwa kwe shukoro uye jwe nyaye karkura mitrayi.
Hei, nyari karikamu ite, hei, ni mali jaka uoma izi, hazi tumbobati, hazi tuli, hazi tumbobati, hei, ni mabukusi, hei, hazi tumbobati, mabukusi, mabukusi, hei, chukwala kudura, hei.
Saka muruku tipo ituwa, sii?
Hei, hei, zato mbogona, wato modu, hei, hei, urumendi hacho na,
Hei, watu, imi mneva anavaru kuenda kushukore, hei, kumusha?
Kuna chikoro kwa choro kuenda, but mimi ni mare school fees acho hapato rina mare school fees acho na kutongo wa chendo chikoro because mare school fees acho isto mbori ipo everything acho acho na yuza kato ongo uma kuzimbabu chingera zizi chingera si
aiwa thank you okay thank you so much caller tinotend coming back to you vachere murikunzwa zviri kutaurwa na caller imise vanoshanda zvakare muri kumaruwa zvakamira sei pavarairidzi vekumaruwa
mamiriro azvakaita haana kumira mushe nekutiukarisa panguva inonguva rairidzi vari kuora ioro iri pasi pasi tikatarisa iya inonzi poverty bottom line tiri kuona kuti varairidzi vedu cheuviri chaite chiri kunoita kuti vawani kutodzokera kuchikoro kuti vanodzidzisa vachikwanisa ndosaka tichipana donomira varairidzi hurumende yaidoona achiti allowance yetisi $200 allowance yekuti vaende nekuti vanhu vari kuwana mihoro mishomanini zvakanyanya tikaaana mari economic situation irimo kuzimbabwe wanhu echatinoona mitule yakauya nematemo ematax haana taari kusiya and mari dzemubhakaro makambani saka turnout yechikoro mangwana yevana inenge yakadzikira zvakanyanyisa tichitarisazve nyaya yekara nyaya yenew curriculum iripo iyi itange tichiomesera kunyange varairidzi kuti akataravo nemazvo kunyange vachiri gona nechiri kuimposwa zvinobva zvatipa kuti muono isu sesangano romira varairidzi kuti public education sector yedu yava kuurayiwa nevanhu vanofanange vachiona kuti public education sector inikomba zvakanaka here kana tiwao tikutaura mapublic officials when youare talking of the ministerial officials who are supposed to be presiding vanofanenge vari kuona kuti hurumende yedu vanhu vari kuwana dzidzo yakanaka here munyika asi tozoona kuti isisu wai vari kuuraya tikaita ongororo yakanyanya tisangani tikaona kuti vanhu ava vazhinji vacho ndo vava nemaprivate college maprivate college ava vari kuchaja mazimari akawanda saka nyaya yavo yavapa kuti vakuda kuuraya education system yekuti vanhu vanokwanisa kuwana nekuti vari kuda proxy tokasa kuti ivo vana vava vachoni kunyange tiri kuti ndovanenge vafanenge vachimirira public education system yemuschoor hakuna mwana vava vari kunonyora dinsek muschoor vana vava vari kunyora cambridge maprivate school saka vasina hasa nedzidzo vari kungoti chero vawana profit pakupedzisira kwezuva ndodonzi vavo ravari kuda kune kunge vachiuraya public education yedumunyika saka bhakunakuti vabereki nevarairidzi vari mumaro tisangane paatitite musoro pamwe nezvatiriita svendo rino rakazvikira kutinenge iri education week tichisangana toona kuti tingasevesei dzidzo yedu iyo yaakuondonga nevanhu vari kunge vachiita kuti vatarise homwe dzavo
Aiwa, thank you there to Mr. Chair. I think we lost him on the line, but that's fine. We come back to you, Ms. Munando. You heard what our caller there from South Africa said about the situation back home in Zimbabwe. He says he's literally trying to scrape together money for school fees for his child going to school in Zimbabwe. What's your take?
The fees are very high, and I agree with the caller. And because, you know what, the fees are not homogeneous. It's like they are paid depending on the school. But we just want to thank the government. I think the government schools, they are really charging a reasonable fee than the private and the mission schools. So when you look at those who are based in rural areas, you know, we have been a very tough year. 2024 was a very difficult year. We had drought, we had no food on the table. Now we talking about school fees, funding kids to go to school, especially in those who are in rural areas. It is very difficult because the fees are not changed. They are not considering that even in rural areas, things are like difficult. The drought, yes, in every area is different when we are also comparing with rural areas, because rural areas, there are a lot of things that they require to use with money, and at least in the urban areas, things are like much better. Mm-hmm. So I think what the government needs to do in terms of really making sure that we leave no one behind, I think that's the mantra of our country. Let's look into those underprivileged societies, and also let's just have a blanket, you know, a policy that affects everyone else. Without looking, in terms of our privileges and also our weaknesses and our poverty in our different areas. So it's really a cause of concern, because most of the people in rural areas are dropping out of school because the parents are now desperate. Yes, the rain, they've just received the rain, but we haven't yet harvested in terms of really complementing our income within our household. So it's something that is very difficult. And now coming even to urban areas, transport is very expensive, food is very expensive. And for those kids that are also traveling from one city to another to access school, and plus school fees, it's really a burden for our parents, because even transporters, some of them are now, we have the in-drive, so these are private transporters who are carrying kids from and to school. They are charging very exorbitant fees. And it's very risky because it's not safe even to also get our kids being driven around by those private. And because the schools are really failing to provide adequate transport to our kids. So, yeah, my parents have agreed with the caller from South Africa. They are in a very desperate situation. And I feel the government should also look into that and see what is prevailing on the ground before you impose things that can lead to other classes and also finding other classes against the right to education.
Thank you so much. I'm not sure if we still have Mr. Chere on the line. Mr. Chere, your last word?
My last word is directed to the general citizens of Zimbabwe who are progressive in nature as such. Without education, our nation will not be going anywhere. We can't destroy the future of our nation and the form in terms of building our nation on education. So every right to mind to think in session, it's right time that we confront the crisis in the education sector.
Thank you very much. Unfortunately, Mr. Chere, time is not on our side. So thank you to our guest, Mrs. Evanice Munando, the director of the Female Student Trust Zimbabwe, and Mr. Robson Chere, the secretary general of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, ATUZ. And also to all our valued listeners who are streaming with us, thank you very much. Let's meet again tomorrow. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, signing off.